This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Spring is here, and I am blossoming anew.
Oh, look at you! You sang that in tune. This is so new for you.
Everybody in New York is in a good mood because yesterday and today we did not need winter coats, and they say March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. We are ready for that lamb because we only get a few days of lamb before the April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
Everybody's mood is sweeter. People are opening the doors for people and, you know, holding
and
the
you're
elevator.
Closing them. And,
well, no, I'm robbing them while they're holding the doors for other people.
Have you ever been robbed by a trick?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. This is what he did. He said... Because I had cocaine in my bra. Mm-hmm. And so when we got cocaine and cash and keys, just a mess. and so I just kind of like threw it down and started to get, you know, undressed. And when he saw the cocaine, he said, police.
Oh,
he said,
really?
Police. Like he was going to arrest me just to like kind of disorient me or whatever. And then he just kind of like snatched the money and ran. So who knows what really happened. And I also had a trick steal a phone one time. And that was so dumb because he was back within several days wanting sex again. You know, I mean, it was like, and I checked my phone when he stole it because to see if he'd made any international calls. I mean, if I had stolen a phone, I would be calling everybody all over the world. But, you know, it was so silly. I mean, I tried to imagine what was going through his head. Was it just like a klepto thing, or was it like, I got that bitch's phone? I mean, what? Then you want to come back to the bitch? I say, I'm not that bitch.
So did he like sneak and take it, or like he like robbed you of it and left, or like y'all hooked up, you thought everything was fine, then you didn't realize your phone was gone later? Like how did this happen?
I think he took my phone when he came over for sex. I mean, I was home and I'd mm-hmm. seen him many times and the sex was great. So he took the phone. Then a few days later, he called me to see what was up. And, you know, I was like, you know, my phone was here. you were here, then my phone is gone. I don't make accusations lightly because I lose stuff and I've torn this place apart. And no, we're not getting together after you stole my phone. So then he would come and buzz and I was just like, you don't get it. Work. You don't get it.
Work.
It was good dick and it was regular. It was regular dick and it delivered itself. So
it was so big it made you regular, right?
It wasn't that big, but it was good.
Okay. Well, drag me. So I was in London and this guy hit me up on Grindr and, you know, I should have known something was up because his pictures were, when they send the pictures are blurry, something is up. If you can't send a clear fucking picture in 2020, at this point, it was 2021, then, or 2020, something is wrong if you cannot send me a clear picture of yourself. Like, cameras are shooting in fucking, like, 4D. Like, send me a clear picture. Anyway, send me this, like, blurry photo. But he was cute in the picture, and then he sent me the dick. I was like, oh, yes, honey, this dick was everything I needed in my life. So he messaged me, and he was like, hey, stay by your phone, because I won't be able to message you until I get there and I can connect to the Wi-Fi. A second red flag. Why don't you have service? Why can you only chat on Wi-Fi? But I was like, oh, maybe he's like visiting here. He doesn't have like an international plan, whatever. I was like, sure. So he gets downstairs at the hotel and he's like, what room? And I tell him the room and he comes up. When I tell you this man smelled, well, okay, he didn't smell that. Like, he smelled a little funky. I was like, oh, maybe he's coming from a hard day of work. Like, he's like a little funky. And then we're hooking up. He takes down his pants. He unzips his pants. And the funk that came from his crotch, I was like, oh, my God, this motherfucker stinks. And I was putting all the pieces together. I was like, this person is houseless. Like, this person does not have a home. He smelled really bad. So I was like, hey, actually, my friend is coming back to the room. We're sharing a room together. So actually, we kind of have to like wrap things up now. I'm sorry. He's like, really? You can't just suck a little bit? I was like, no, I'm sorry. She's going to be here in like 5-10 minutes. Like, we got to like get this done. He's like, okay. Well, can I just use your bathroom really quick? I was like, sure. He goes to the bathroom, comes back. It takes him like fucking, he's in there for 10 goddamn minutes. He probably, oh my God, I think he stole my moisturizer. He stole my La Mer moisturizer. I didn't even realize. I'm putting the piece together now. He comes out the bathroom. And then as he's walking past the bed, you know, in a small-ass London hotel room, he goes on my desk and tries to take my Beats, like my Beat headphones, like my $300 headphones. And then I was like, what was that? And he's like, what? And he's like, you just took my headphones. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, I just saw you. Like, they're not there. They're gone. And he's like, no, I didn't. I was like, I'm calling the police. He's like, okay, sorry. He takes them out, puts them down, and he starts walking to the door. He's like, okay, can I have 20 pounds then? I was like, no. He's like, come on, please. I need 20 pounds. I was like, I don't have 20 pounds to give you. He's like, come on, man. I was like, I'm calling the police. He's like, okay. He's like, sorry. I'm sorry. He's walking to the door. He's like, okay, can I have 10 pounds? I was like, no, you can't have 10 pounds. Like, you have to leave right now. And then I got on the phone and then he ran out the room and then he left.
And that is how you met Bag of Chips.
But I mean, he had a huge dick. It was just so funky. He smelled so bad.
No, you want to gag on the dick. You don't want to gag on the funk.
Right. You know what I mean? And then, yeah. And I was just like,
unless you're into that.
I know. And I'm not getting shame. If you're into that, work. You know, someone, I was on Twitter the other day and someone, I think it was you, liked a post from a Twitter channel called Benevolent Blowjobs. Have you seen this?
No, well, I mean, unless I just saw it and liked it, I don't think
well,
it was me.
Is this,
maybe it was.
No, I don't think it was you either. Actually, it was somebody else. And then, but it's a whole Twitter channel devoted to giving sex to houseless people and homeless people.
Well, you know, when dating homeless guys, you never have to ask. Your place or mine?
Oh my God. It could be public somewhere, like in Washington Square Park. I've definitely sucked a dick in Washington Square Park before.
I haven't. Oh, well, no, I met people in the bathroom. Girl, we're telling all our tales. That's one reason. I met someone, talk about Grindr, that's one thing about it, or the hookup sites or apps or whatever. When I used to do that, honey, a screen does not convey smells.
Right.
And, you know, I love garlic, but if I'm going on a blind hookup date, I'm not going to eat the, you know, garlic juice right before. God. And so this guy came over. His pictures were not real. Not down there, and you know, they were taken, you know, before he had gotten, you know, sick or old. I couldn't exact, but you know what? I'm sometimes, don't laugh. Sometimes I lack assertiveness. I know people think I'm a bitch or a loudmouth or whatever, but sometimes I really do in a situation like that. And I was so proud of myself because I just said, in a friendly way, look. Because he knew he lied. He knew he'd lied mm-hmm. about his photos. Mm-hmm. He knew he'd lied about the dick pic. He knew. And he'd gotten it. And I just said, you know, the great thing about these, this was Craigslist at the time, is that you can, you know, meet incredible people, you know, from all the boroughs without ever going, leaving your house, without ever going to a nightclub or whatever. But the downside is that sometimes you meet someone and the chemistry is not just right. And I'm sorry, but for me, this is one of those times, but I thank you, you know, for coming. So it was all cool. Like I say, he'd heard that before because he wasn't using current pictures or real pictures. So I was glad that I handled it that way. And you know what, something you said struck, so there is a big difference between the funk of a working man and the funk of a working man who put on the same clothes for several days.
Right. Yeah, it is different. And again, because I'm into, like, I'm not one of those girls, like, I don't need you to smell like Bath & Body Works Cucumber Melon. Like, I like the smell of someone, like, freshly from the gym or, like, you know, someone who just, like, spent a day at work. Like, that's not a turn on to me, but it is different, girl. And I was like, whoa! It was like, he took off his pants. I'm like, it was a wall of fun. And then, you know, I've had people use fake pictures before. I mean, everyone has. But I have also experienced someone who uses fake pictures that are pretty similar to their pictures. They're just like DL, or they don't want to put their exact picture. But they will find, I will say, they will find a picture that is pretty close to what they look like, but not them. And I'm like, and in those instances, like, I get it. I'm like, you're some DL dude. You have probably a girlfriend, whatever it is. And so it looks pretty much like them, but it's not them. And I can appreciate, even down to the dick, too. I'm like, wow, this dick wasn't the picture you sent, but it's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I don't know. I stopped doing the hookups like that when the guys would not speak, because I can tell anything I need to know. About from your speech, I can tell what kind of person you are. I can tell, mm-hmm. unless you're putting on a fake voice, I can tell, are you serious about coming over? I can tell mm-hmm. if you're fucked up. I can tell by little cue words if you are expecting for there to be drugs or alcohol involved, you know, uh-huh. and that's your main focus, not sex, you know? So, or you're hustling or whatever, you know, I can tell from the voice, and now they don't want to ever talk. So
yeah, no one wants to talk on the phone. Everyone wants to text. Or a new thing now too is just sending a video. But then the video could be a lot. But if you're sending a video, 9 times out of 10, it's you. Like, you're not gonna find a fake video of someone. Like you send an actual video. They're like, yo, what up? It's me. Yeah, this is me. Just letting you know I'm real. You down to chill or whatever? Or something. It'll, like, they will send a legit video. It's not a fake video.
Yeah. Well, I think that people, as common as it is to hook up with Grindr, and as many wonderful trysts that have arisen from the new technology, please be careful and please do a few, you know, checks. Because I have a friend who went to a Grindr Tricks hotel. He got in the door, and there was a big straight guy fucking a girl. So Ooh. He went in the bathroom, and he went in, like, the bathroom right by the door kind of hotel. Then he went uh-huh. in, and he said that the guy was pretty much, like, you know, an older photos. And yes, you're right. We all use older photos. Some of my hookup photos have the Twin Towers in the background. That's how old they are. So then he realized that this was a meth situation, and he said, you know what, I'm going to go. And when he turned around to go, the big guy, the straight guy that had been fucking the girl, said, "What's the hurry?"
Ooh.
And blocked the door.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, you got to be a little bit careful.
Yeah, that's, no, you see, no, no. I mean, I've been lucky that anyone's never tried me like that. Like, and I think about the amount of hookups I've had, and they would come to my apartment. I'm like, bitch, anything could have happened to me. I've talked to these people, but sometimes as little as 10 minutes and they're over here, and sometimes, you know, a couple of days, but you know, you just never know who you're meeting up with. Like, I should have been fucking slaughtered. Like, the fucking grinder killer could have gotten me, bitch. So I'm very grateful that I have not had any in my life. I have not, you know, been murdered or slain or harmed by a hookup, because it could happen. It's very dangerous, especially back in Craigslist days.
Keep trying, because you can get it right. and then Bob the drag queen and I will have a new podcast.
Oh, called what? Black and Old.
Well, it does have a ring.
Yeah, it's both of you.
Oh, mercy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, buddy, I think we should get into some of the headlines that are popping off in the world today.
Yes, some strange ones. Headliners. A judge that's been fired because he has a rather explicit OnlyFans account.
Yeah, girl. Fired New York City judge has been moonlighting as a star on OnlyFans. And I'm like, you know, so his name is Gregory A. Locke. He's 33, and he is a New York City. He's a state judge in New York City, and it came out that he has this very, I mean, I guess saying explicit OnlyFans. I guess there are some OnlyFans that are not explicit, but it is a very, very explicit OnlyFans. I found his Twitter alt. Because, you know, Bunny, you're familiar with Twitter alts. Like, people have, like, a regular alt. I'll have Monet Exchange, but I'll have, like, an alt Twitter that's, like, Monet Exchange After Dark. And it's, like, all of my, like, you know, porn stuff on that one to advertise for my OnlyFans and my Just For Fans and all these other things.
Wait a minute. You have an OnlyFans and Just For Fans?
No. I'm saying that's what the kids do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of...
That was funny, Jerry.
Join the club.
Right.
My fans are all dying out. He's a good looking guy. His name is Gregory Locke, and he has a hot body. He's the face is very conservative looking.
He is conservative face. I agree.
It doesn't seem he's made some comments that I thought were rather amusing, but I guess he was fired because different jobs, like, you know, a judge or other jobs, maybe politics or, you know, librarian or teacher, don't permit that. But you'd think he would be familiar with the laws.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't know that you couldn't. Like, reading this article, I didn't realize, like, why can't he have an OnlyFans, though? Like, he's not in the courtroom with his dick out, drinking piss and swallowing, because that is a video on his alt, is him on his knees getting piss in his mouth and drinking every last drop of it. I mean, so his OnlyFans, he charges $12 a month. It's called Control Z Alt. And he has more than 100 posts, over 100 posts since November 2020. And, like, he does not shy away from it. Like, on it, like, he says, I'm a judge. Here are some of his posts. He said, I just want to celebrate Labor Day by having a man impregnate me. He then said,
when he said that, he said he was drinking the contents of used condoms.
I know. In another
I wish he would be my judge. I would have to kind of keep a straight face around a picture of him guzzling the cum out of some fucking condom. I hope he said, here come the judge. Here come the judge right before, right before he was going to come and he's swinging his big gavel around. I don't know if it's big. I haven't been there, but
it's average. I mean, the first picture on his alt is him in the mirror with a padlocked and chained penis. Like, he is like in it. And then, so if you don't know, Gurgi Locke makes $50 an hour, by taxpayers to, you know, to handle some small parking enforcement issues and things like that. And he said on one of his posts, I was never going to focus on work if I didn't let this out. He wrote his OnlyFans right before he masturbates in front of a camera. He said, guess what kind of porn I was watching in the middle of my work day during this quick orgasm break? So I think he was doing this at work. Is that the problem? He was doing some of this at work?
I didn't get the impression that he was, I mean, he couldn't do it at work.
I mean, you can. Back in his little judging chambers, he closed and locked the door, and he just rubs one out real quick.
You never know what's under those robes.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, he's, you know, he's also, a conservative city councilwoman, Vicky Palladino, who criticized Drag Queen Story Hours. He told to choke on a dick. And this is language that I'm not familiar with. He tweeted, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, can suck my cunt. I haven't heard of men using that expression. Is he a trans man?
Me either.
I've never I agree with him to criticize Eric Adams, who is a rather controversial new mayor who had made statements about, I walk with God wherever I go. And everyone was saying, the left likes to separate church and state. The right talks about religion. So he's a former Republican and a former cop, and you know, he's pretty controversial. So I may be in line politically with the
cum guzzling condom Gurgi Locke.
Like, so it says, his city bosses were unaware of his very public side gig, and finance did not respond to questions about how he was vetted for the job. So now, here's another thing, and I always wonder how these stories emerge, because, first of all, the New York Post is conservative, and so it is in their, dare I use a horrible buzzword, it is in their wheelhouse, Monet, to come up with something to suggest that gays are sick, not fit for public office, not fit to read story hours, you know, this is their gig, to make gays look sick. Although I don't think that everyone on the left would want to think of their judge as, I mean, you want to think of your judge as knowledgeable and respectable. And yeah, maybe he's going to press this case and do like a sex workers thing. But another thing that made me wonder where this story is coming from is that an OnlyFans CEO said something, was quoted for this article saying that he could make quote, the performer has the opportunity to be earning over $100,000 a year if he posted more content, said Dominic Ford, the founder of Just for Fans, which he's on as well as OnlyFans. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this could be sent out. This could be from the Just for Fans, press team. Because people know that you can make money like this. Maybe you can't keep your job as a judge, but this is what the conservative city council member Vicky Palladino said, quote, "The city must have absolute faith in its court at every level, and employing individuals like Mr. Locke in positions of legal authority only corrodes the people's trust in the professionalism and impartiality of our institutions," Palladino told the Post. Well, now, I don't think that it corrodes the impartiality. I mean, you could go and jerk off on camera and still do your job as a judge. But you know what one thing this reminds me of is that something that I think is lost on the left. This is a very conservative country. You know, this is a country that would think twice about some judge who was drinking cum out of condoms. You know, I was speaking with my mother about these laws in Tennessee against drag, against trans, restricting them, whatever they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the conversation, she said, "You know what? Sexually grooming, I don't even like to talk about sex that much." And, you know, I was reminded that there is a drag queen who I love dearly, but she sometimes when you see these people out in clubs, and honey, trust me, this I've already started the podcast by saying I used to do coke, and this one was working in cocaine clubs. I don't know whether she was doing it or not, but she said that AJ and the Queen was good, but that she did, you're supposed to laugh. No, AJ and the Queen, she enjoyed it, but that there were too many F-bombs. I was like, Mama, I've known you for decades hanging out with hustlers and, you know, I mean, we all were crack dealers and, you know, I mean, are you really that prudish at age, you know, 50? I mean, I just can't believe it. So people are very conservative, and you and I, we don't speak to the people in the mega churches out in the middle of Texas that hold thousands, but they're there and they've got votes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that with him, I think it is a little different with Gregory Locke. I don't think there is anything inherently bad about what he's doing, but you are a judge, and looking at the code of conduct, I can see how he can get in trouble because it violates his code of conduct. It says this: "A judge shall respect and comply with the law and shall act at all times in a manner that promotes public confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the judiciary. A judge shall not allow family, social, political, or other relationships to influence the judge's judicial conduct or judgment." Now, does taking a load from a condom and drinking it, does that impede your ability to adjudicate properly socially? I don't know. It could be, but it does. It will taint. It does taint how people view you. So maybe there's an argument to be made there as to why you cannot have a public alt Twitter. If it was all behind a paywall like OnlyFans, then I think that maybe that's fine. But I think the alt Twitter where anyone can view this is where you may run into problems.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think we should be trying to jump into people's sex lives and saying they interfere with their, you know, job. And I'm totally all about sex positive, which in my day we called slutty, and I was it. Here's the Gay Times recording on this, which obviously takes a less conservative approach. It says, first of all, Locke isn't the only professional to be fired for participating in consensual and legal adult activities off the clock. Back in 2022, Emmy-nominated meteorologist Eric Adam, not to be confused with Eric Adams, was let go by New York Spectrum News, New York One, after leaked images of him performing on an adult campsite while he was initially suspended. The news outlet ended up firing him, which resulted in him suing the website. In addition to his own legal action, New York authorities have reportedly announced they would be investigating who leaked the private images. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is clearly something that people are doing now. I don't think they're bad people, but people who consider themselves to be respectable probably do not tie a judge and someone drinking cum out of condoms on Labor Day to get pregnant. Although I have to say, I find that to be an entertaining approach to porn. I mean, it doesn't turn me on, but and so this is what the Gay Times is also saying about this, which with a more positive. While Locke and his career have been targeted by conservative officials, the law professional has received messages of support from an array of social media users. This makes me sad and angry. One user that he's a really nice guy and definitely doesn't deserve this. What people do legally off the clock in their personal lives shouldn't affect their job security. Someone else tweeted, some people bake cakes for a side hustle. Some people clap cakes for a side hustle. Some people organize poker games for friends. Some people organize orgies for friends. Shaming of sex work, fetish communities, and general sexual freedom among consenting adults is so fucking reductive and lazy, especially if you consume porn to shame the creators of it is the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah, yeah. I want to reiterate, I am not shaming this man, bitch. Of all of the things I've said on this podcast, anything I've done, I am very sex positive. I'm all about getting yours, living your best life. I just think that maybe they can make a case to discriminate against him because of the code of conduct that you have to adhere to as a judge. And I'm sure there is legalese to justify their claims to fire him based on what their code of conduct says.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the first things we talked about on this podcast was when Gina Carano, the right winger, who I didn't remember who she was, but Disney fired her because she was questioning trans identity and some other things, maybe supporting Trump or Republicans. And I don't remember everything about it, but they fired her. And, you know, so also another example, because Disney did not want to be seen as having someone like that in their employ. And there are clauses that people who have long-term, you know, contracts with entertainment business, or if you do something outrageous and you're on a sports team, you know, maybe Sherry Pie is an example of Drag Race blurring her because they didn't want to reshoot the whole season. But they also didn't want to have someone like that saying this represents our values. So, you know, so she was, you know, disqualified. So, yeah, I mean it's depending on what you sign. So, like I say, maybe this guy wants a test case further the freedoms of people who do sex works and sex work and whether it turns whether drinking cum out of condoms on Labor Day so that you can get pregnant is turning you on or not. I guess. Yeah. But I'm just going to say that's not only raising eyebrows on the right, you know, but this country is so conservative that was the issue that we talked to Boomer Banks, the porn star, about when they shut down OnlyFans because credit card, companies don't want to process the fees of something smutty.
Right.
We're very prudish here. This is why I love Amsterdam with legal weed and hashish and legal prostitution and
I mean, Vegas isn't which is so strange. I mean, prostitution is legal in Vegas, but wasn't Nevada red until like 4 years ago?
Well, honey, Red does like business. And if you're already headed to Sin City.
Right. Or is prostitution only legal in Vegas, or is it the whole state of Nevada?
I'll have to ask my mom. I'll have to ask my mom. I don't know where she's working out of these days.
Okay, really quick. So Nevada is the only state in the union where prostitution is legal, although it can only take place in licensed brothels. So your mom was probably in the clear. But it is legal in 10 of the 16 counties in Nevada, excluding Clark County, Owosso, where Las Vegas and Reno are located. So it's not the whole state. I thought I could go in a corner and just get somebody $20 to suck a dick, to suck my dick. I didn't realize I have to be in a brothel.
Well, no matter where it is, I think you're going to have to give them more than 20.
Well, you know, it's legal in Australia. Prostitution is legal in the whole state of Australia. And it's big business there. You have people, like you have young people retiring at like 25 years old because they've made millions of dollars from prostituting.
Well, this guy, but you better make it while you can, honey, because that gig don't last forever. But this Gregory Locke is, this actually got me kind of curious. We're going to have to see if his case loads are bigger than his loads.
Well, speaking of case loads.
Before we get, he is a parking ticket judge.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how... I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if you're a parking ticket judge and everyone hates you, you can drink cum out of condoms on Labor Day to impregnate your members.
But also $50 an hour, bitch, did I go in the wrong? I mean, I'm very happy in my career, obviously. But if I was not here, bitch, I should have become a fucking parking judge. Bitch, you make $60 an hour, probably working 10 hours, probably 8 hours a day. That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's doing the OnlyFans because he craves some positive attention instead of everyone hating him for giving the parking tickets. I don't know.
And what?
It's what? Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. But yeah, we'll see what develops. Maybe he's an activist judge who wants to. Make a change laws with this case.
Oh, that judge in Rhode Island. Ever seen this clip? It's a clip of that older white judge in Rhode Island, and he always like gives his videos always go viral. They post them online about him like giving someone a break, like it's like a mom that has like a lot of kids, or someone who's like trying to get themselves to work, and they end up getting like they've license suspended. Like he's like this really nice judge in Rhode Island is giving me. I don't think Gregory Locke is that.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm assuming, I mean, who knows?
If his job is to, you know, get money for parking. Anyway, I think we covered that.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Fully. Maybe he'd like to come on to the podcast. I mean, I find it all very interesting.
I'll tweet at Gregory Locke. Gregory Locke, for our podcast company, can you guys clip this? And I will tag Gregory Locke. Gregory Locke, this is my cell phone exchange and the fabulous but old Lady Bunny. We want to bring you onto the podcast to talk about it. I'm a big admirer of your work. I think you are really doing the Lord's work, in my opinion. And we'd love to have you here on the podcast to talk about your current situation. So if you are into it, we'll have you.
Yeah. He is counter-suing, I think.
Oh.
Or
was, work. Well, he knows anyway, the law, so.
Yeah, if that happens, you know, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. Shall we talk about the TikTok ban, Bunny? Now, I know you're not a big TikToker.
Wait, but before we do, tell you about a genius thing that a twisted friend of mine did years ago to get out of jury duty?
You know what?
So, if you got picked for it, you go there, you report, you get something in the mail, then you report. And you got paid $7 a day for the duration of your service. And so she went there, smeared dirt all over her face, dumped a beer over her head before she walked out. And when she went to report, at the courthouse. They said, no, ma'am, that's okay. You know, your services are not needed. And she started raging. No, I want that $7 a day. No, you, I need that. And she said, girl, they never called me again.
So, you know, that is too much. Imagine. That is, seems like way too much to do to get out of jury duty. You know, Bunny, I like doing my civic duties.
I enjoyed jury duty, but I was on the grand jury where we didn't see one case through. We judged whether they had enough evidence to go to court. And then so we would see several cases a day. And it was a month, but it was
And $7, that's all they pay you. They legit pay you $7 a day. That's, and what about food? And what about, that's crazy.
I think it may have been a little bit more by the time that I did it. But when you do it for 1 month, you get off for many, many years. And I was getting electrolysis on my face at that point. So I would literally leave the jury duty and go lay down on a electrolysis table and get my beard burnt out and come back the next day with huge red splotches in that fluorescent lighting that they all had to look at for 1 month. It was like as if I had a giant herpes that was traveling to different places on my face every day. It was...
Well, you did have that too.
But that's only on my asshole.
You did have that too.
On my ass, not my face.
What's the difference between electrolysis and laser hair removal?
Electrolysis is more permanent. If you also, laser hair removal works best if you have dark hair and light skin because they set the laser to target the color of the hair. So if you have black hair and black skin, it's going to target your skin too. It's going to zap your skin. It's going to zap everything that's the color of your hair.
That happened to me first. When I first got burned by laser hair removal is when I went years ago, but now they figured it out.
Yes, but I mean, I haven't had any experience with it, but so, and also if you are blonde and have blonde hair and they set the laser to, I mean, and you have light colored skin, it's the same color as your hair, I assume that same principle. But yeah, they probably did improve it, but electrolysis is when you never, ever, ever want it to come back. And you're not trying to jump into laser is more for like, oh, you know, get your legs lasered before bikini season or your bikini line thing. You're not trying to become a woman and have your beard gone forever. Although some trans people do use a combination of both. But the thing about electrolysis is that if you could pull out every single hair in your face in one sitting, your hair in your face grows in cycles of three. So if I could pull out every hair in my face, there would still be two full cycles of hair that would be around that thick that have yet that will grow in another time. So you got rid of that first cycle. So it's a commitment. It's painful and it takes years. But you know, if you want to be a smooth faced woman and you were, you know, born a hairy man, it's worth it. But it is
painful.
That's
so wild. Yeah, I thought about doing it on my head because, you know, I am bald/balding and I just shaving my head every couple of days. It's so annoying. So I asked my laser lady, I was like, can I just get laser on my head? And she's like, no, she's like, even if you get laser on your head, she's like, it's still going to kind of grow back in like patches, even if you do like all the treatments. She was like, it's not as like when you do it on your arms, your legs, your back, whatever it is. She was like, your hair, your head, your skin, there's just so many follicles in your hair. It's impossible to stop it completely. I was like, so should I get electrolysis on my head? Maybe that'll work.
Well, that's going to take years, but
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that. I mean, I don't shave my head, but I can't imagine that that would be less irritating than shaving your head.
Yeah. Did Rue get it done on his head? Because I feel like Rue doesn't grow hair on his head.
Not while I knew him. I mean, not while we were living. I mean, he may have done that after he moved to L.A.
Right.
He used to say when he got into drag, he would shave his entire body.
Yeah, I pretty much do the same thing. I shave everything when I get into drag. Well, I don't have to shave my knees up. I don't have to shave often because I got laser hair removal. But like my legs, like because I do like have a little leg hair when I'm, you know, in some downtime. I like feeling like a man. So, Bunny, I know you're not. Do you have any aspirations of being on TikTok at all, ever? You just like, no. You're like, I will never use it. I'm not into it.
So my introduction to it was I have a friend who is trans who was QAnon. And she started, I mean, I'm not talking about a Republican. I'm talking about somebody that was never into politics until Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you know, she fully believes that, you know, kids are being abducted, and you know, she wanted a law and order candidate to stop that. I mean, kids are being abducted. I assume there's notices in many airports about kids being abducted and child, you know, sex slavery, but she was a victim of abuse as a child. And so she, in her mind, she wants to make that right. And she wants to not expose kids to what she was exposed. She's just very protective about kids. And she didn't even want them to learn about, you know, trans stuff, gay stuff, STDs, HIV. And it's like, it took me a long time to understand where she's coming from. But so that was so she would send me news stuff. And as you know, because TikTok is often dances and silly stuff, but it does get into political stuff, but the format is so rushed. That's like you're talking about an article and it flashes on the screen behind you so quickly that even if you wanted to, you have to take a screenshot and replay it so you can see what the article was and look it up yourself if they're making an outrageous claim that you don't quite believe. And then it's also, as someone who grew up before books and computers, it's very junky to look at all that text on a video that's moving and the text is moving. And then you've got, to me, it just feels younger than anything I want to be doing.
Well, I mean, just like you can see, just like people post like hard to follow things on Instagram and Twitter sometimes, like TikTok, at least you can pause the videos and you can like do it in real time, unlike Instagram. So I think there are some things that you're talking about, but that there are a lot to me that are pretty easy to follow and make a lot of sense to me. But I mean, to each his own.
I've seen some very funny ones, and I've seen some very talented ones. But you know, everyone said to me, "Oh, you have to get on Instagram," and so I finally did. But you know, I was one of the last people that I knew to get a cell phone.
Right. Well, this TikTok ban is something that they have been warning on the actual platform for a few weeks now. I've been seeing they're like, this TikTok ban is coming. And what it is that Congress, by bipartisan support, they are uniting to restrict and ban TikTok in certain ways because they say TikTok is dangerous because they are collecting our data and China has access to this data and it is going to be bad and is bad for us, the consumers, and the country as a whole. So he has been being slammed, and I guess that's the scariest part of it all, honestly.
Who's
to
he?
Me.
Who's he?
Oh,
who's
his
he?
Name is Shao Zi Chu is his name. He is the Gesundheit. He is the CEO.
Gesundheit.
Oh my God.
That's a Linda Simpson joke. I apologize.
Oh my God. He is the CEO of TikTok. And I think yes, this is all, there are so many things fooling around here, right? People are worried about censorship. People feels it, the CEO tweeted that it feels a little xenophobic because they keep on pressing him about questions about China, but he's from Singapore. So there's like that stuff rolled into it. But to me, the scariest part of it is such that both Democrats and Republicans are really going in on this whole, you know, on ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok.
Yeah, I he's a young guy, right? Very nice looking.
Yeah, he's.
I think I did see him a video. I didn't see the hearing, so I'm looking at a Politico article that's called "Will TikTok Be Banned? Some Dems Say Not So Fast." A number of House Democrats and a few senators remain unconvinced that singling out the Chinese-owned app is the best course of action. So they've got a picture of Jamal Bowman, a New York progressive, sort of, when it comes to Israel, a progressive who I supported in his run and retweeted often until he kind of got into office and but so he's got a big sign that says, you know, keep TikTok. I mean, TikTok helped me grow my business. So this is, again, a 60-year-old me saying I don't know how TikTok would do that. But there's another article that I didn't pull up, but it said that it would hurt Democrats' chances to get rid of TikTok. In 2024, their chances would be hurt, which I assume is in reference to the political content. Sometimes the political content is very brilliant, and you're seeing some young progressive people, you know, do their thing. Now, I want to just say that we're seeing some, I'm not going to trust the mainstream media on anything that is said about China, because this is a war-loving country. We owe China more money than we could ever, ever, ever pay back, trillions and trillions. And we see them more and more as an economic competitor because we outsourced our manufacturing over the past few decades. And, you know, they now make everything. We don't export that much. So there are those in both parties. I mean, the Republicans were saying about Ukraine at the beginning, fuck Ukraine, let's get China. So both of them are all, both parties, the hawkish members, have been saying stuff like, you know, they're disputing whether Taiwan needs U.S. help. My understanding is that Taiwan has been recognized as part of China. But there are some in Taiwan who don't want that. And those are who American politicians are siding with. And so they're trying to exploit the tensions. And China is also testing, you know, nuclear weapons. You know, they're, you know, like going into waters that they shouldn't be going into. And so, you know, anything that I hear about China, you know, it's like, it's funny because a couple years ago, remember we had Margaret Cho on, and it was about, you know, stop Asian hate.
Asian hate.
And it's like, so I'm not one of those that says it's racist if you try to look for the origins of COVID and ask if it was from bats or pangolins or a lab leak. Raccoon dogs was the new one. Yeah. And so
I'd like to find out. Drag name, raccoon dog.
This is my current drag name. So I'd like to, I'd like to find out how the pandemic started so that we maybe couldn't have another one, because it crippled me with depression and I got it, and it's still, there's a risk of long COVID in 1 in 5 or 1 in 13, whatever they're saying today, people who get COVID, and some of them can't work. So, at one point, the liberal media was saying that it's racist to question the origins of COVID, and everyone was talking about after that young guy in Atlanta shot up an Asian beauty parlor. So we came up with this Stop Asian Hate thing. You know why we stopped hearing about that? Because that guy did not shoot them because they were Asian. He shot them because he was having sex with them and was from a very conflicted religious background, Southern religious, like Holy Rollers kind of thing, conservative mm-hmm. church. And he was actually headed to another massage parlor that was not Asian to kill more, possibly because of the guilt that he felt when betraying his religious beliefs and yet feeling the urges of the flesh to be drawn to these sex emporiums, which were masquerading as massage parlors, like young men want to do when they feel their juices flowing. So, you know, it was like, it was kind of like, so, I mean, it is, wanting to go to war with China is also kind of Asian hate. I mean, that's where the Asians come from.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, so, I mean, with all of this TikTok stuff, I think that, so they're saying that TikTok will and collect the following things: any account information and profile information, name, age, username, phone number, profile image, email and passwords, any user-generated content uploaded to the app, like all of your audio and video and photos and comments you put up there. They can intercept your direct messages and any information you purchase through the app, through a card and stuff like that. Now, I don't purchase anything from these apps like TikTok, like Instagram. Like, I haven't purchased anything. I have purchased like one or two things before on Instagram because you see an ad for a thing like, oh, I want to get that. And I think the big concern is that they will have access to this information. But I'm like, I have two minds about it. Yes, of course, we don't want them to have this information. But also, we should just be, you should be conscious about, like, if you're worried that they're going to be intercepting your direct messages, bitch, what are you sending in these messages that is so harmful? Like, what are you sending in these messages that you're afraid that people are going to see? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, people share private information. I mean, maybe someone's mom died and they didn't want to introduce, they wanted to let someone know who they were only on touch with social media. But, you know, everything that you listed there about the info that China can get, doesn't the U.S. do that too? I mean, you know, the government was conspiring with phone companies to, you know, get whatever information they wanted. You know, the part of investigations now is to investigate where people's location was from their cell phone using the info from cell phone towers that they give them. And obviously that's a crime. So, you know, admissible. Maybe that's acceptable. But I've heard people say that if they mention an item, which is kind of an odd item, that they can, you'll start seeing ads from the item because they do have the technology, you know, whether they use it or not, to show you what you were just talking about.
Well, we've also predicated China as this very, and again, I did not know all of the ins and outs of political science and everything that's going on in, you know, in foreign countries, et cetera. But we have predicated China to be this big bad, this like the next big bad, the next big evil that's coming to get us. So the U.S. government, they're like, yeah, we can have this information. Like, we're home. Like, it's okay for us to have it so we can sell you things, but we don't want China to have that information because they're evil and they're going to get you. That's what we think. Or that's what we've been told.
That is what we've been told. But would they use information about your purchases and private messages to what? I mean, I don't know how that's going to help their, if China does have a goal of taking out the U.S., I don't know how, you know, TikTok messages are going to
right. That's my point.
Help them. I mean, look, all of those Farmville apps that were all the rage,
uh-huh.
all of those Age Your Face apps, they all take your information. That's the business model. So
yeah.
You tell them, I'm interested in fishing. I like Stephanie Mills. You know, so they're going to show you know, those ads. Sometimes they'll show me an ad for something I just bought. And I'm like, well, you're not that sophisticated because I just bought it.
Right. Bitch, I will go and I'll be talking to Patty about, well, like, girl, I need to get some new socks. And like, I'll type in the word socks or like in like a Zoom, like in a chat, like we'll send it. And then literally for the next 3 days, ads for socks are all over my Instagram, all over my Facebook. I don't use Facebook anymore. All over my Twitter. Like, I'm like, how, like, so our government is already doing this information. They just don't want the big bad, AKA China, to do it too.
Yeah. Well,
it creates more competition.
I will say that there is one way in which I distrust China, because I do use Facebook, and I did during the pandemic order a lot of things, you know, which I've never done in my life before. And just let me tell you this, you Chinese bastards, an XL in American is not an XL in China, honey. It's an extra small.
That is true. That is true. I've done that and too.
One time I bought a dress that they put filters on it in the ads, and you can always tell when it's China because it comes from it takes weeks and weeks to get here, and you know, and I thought this shit was bugle beads, but it was $30. Girl, it was Mylar with a filter in the ad.
Damn.
Mylar. Damn. Pieces of Mylar. I was like, yeah, I can't really imagine that that's the only thing that I'm scared of China. But I think that we should realize that sometimes when people are made out to be boogeymen in the mainstream media, there is a U.S. economic competitor. And I don't feel like I want to attack competitors. I would rather beat competitors or say, okay, well, you know, you're doing well. I don't have that America number one thing. Like, you know, make your money and you know, as long as you're not preying upon people, like you preyed upon me with those tiny dresses that wouldn't even make a sleeve. So, I literally got five. I got five of them today.
Five of what?
Five dresses, because I ordered the biggest size and I love the print, but they are so tawdry that they use fucking spandex and polyester that wrinkles. What kind of crap quality is that? Of course, they steam them and put them on models in the ad so that they look, you know, great. But it's like, why would the whole point of synthetics is that they don't wrinkle.
Well, what you should do, you bought five of them. Bitch, cut them all up, stitch them together. You got one dress.
That's what my plan was, because the print looks like a knockoff Marimekko. You know, those really, really bold colorful prints from Denmark, I think. And, you know, let's just put it this way. A big girl can pull off a bold print. You don't want to see my big ass in a little petite Laura Ashley bonnet and sundress, honey, because the print would just be lost.
Girl, I would be a sundress with you. It would be a galaxy dress, honey.
Yeah, yeah. I tried wearing a sundress when it was nice here the other day, but I just got so sick of all the body shaming comments. Like, your arms are hairy and your dick is hanging out the bottom. Were shaming me everywhere I went in my new Chinese frock. Sundress.
I was going to say your new shiny cock, but I guess call it a sundress if you want to.
That's not new. That's not new. It's definitely not shiny.
Well, this TikTok thing is going to keep on evolving. This is just as new. I mean, this is going to keep on going on. I personally do not want TikTok to be blocked. I find a lot of things on TikTok, and I think it is a way that younger kids are staying in tune politically with what's going on in our country and also globally. And I think banning TikTok would be a huge mistake. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just a 33-year-old bald black woman from Brooklyn. We'll keep on talking about these things and as they evolve. And I think, Bunny, we've done it. Another episode of Ebony and Irony, soon to be
Yes. The
black and the old. Or you and Bob.
Well, I think that his name would be better for Bob and Madonna tour.
Oh, my God. So, Bunny, well, you have a good week, and I will talk to you very soon, darling.
Okay, honey.
A podcast network.